whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I made the comment that for a lot of us who've been in the organization for a while, and I include Mike Tomlin in this, we are getting impatient. We want to take that next step. You know, we want to win playoff games and go deep into the postseason. We miss being part of that, and that's where the urgency is. We need to get back to being the, you know, playing football deep into January and hopefully February.
Art Rooney II, after last season. Steelers went 10-7 and then lost to the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs. Fast forward to the here and now, they are 10-7 and a 9.5-point road underdog against the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs. And Doran, you asked this yesterday. It's a really good topic, I think. And we spent a little bit of time on it. I want to spend more time on it now. That's what he said then. The hell do you say now if it happens?
Huh.
I hope the Steelers win. That's one thing I'm getting tired of on the text line, by the way. You guys don't want the Steelers to win. You're not real Steelers fans. I'm a Steelers fan. I just choose to be realistic. I'm not going to think that they're this great football team when they've lost four games in a row. That's neither here nor there.
I'm going to tell somebody, people this right now. Like, it helps us if they win. So there you go. We want them to win.
Yes, it helps us if they win.
Like, so we want them
to win. My wife asked me that this week. Is it better for you guys or worse for you guys if they win? Said it's
at this point,
much, much better.
Yes.
Yeah, people don't understand that. They seemingly don't. Yeah, so go Steelers. Yeah. Even if I didn't like them, I like getting paid, so I'd be rooting for them. I just happen to like them and get paid whenever we get to talk about them. So yeah, it's a good thing to bring up, Doran. What happens if they lose again? Like, I'm sure the word urgency will be used, but it was the mandate. Win a playoff game. If you don't, and you're in exactly the same spot year over year, how do you polish that turd? What's the PR playbook on that one? You have to have, I think, a head roll. And we know it's not going to be the head coach. So is there another big fish that you can move on from that can, I don't know, quell the masses? I don't think so.
You're not going to move on from the OC unless he moves on himself.
Yeah.
Because you just hired him. You're probably going to have to find a quarterback or negotiate or pay a quarterback. You're going to have to get another running back because you're probably not going to pay the running back that's there now. You're going to have to get another receiver. Terrell Austin seems like his job is safe. I mean, what other direction do you go in? I asked this question like three times throughout this week, and I never asked it to myself. Like, what will he say? Because I don't know what there is to say if you lose this game Saturday. Because you were just right in the same position you were last year. And you made all these moves. You got a new quarterback room, got a new offensive coordinator, new quarterback coach, young guy, new receiver coach.
You could easily, you know what I think it's going to be, which will spit in the face of Steelers fans, frankly, is 3 games in 11 days. We were a 10-3 football team. We had to deal with all this adversity. We had to deal with all these injuries. And then when you're not a hot team going into the playoffs and you got to refine yourself, that's a hard thing to do. But you can't sell me that, and I do think that's what he would say. You can't sell me that bill of goods, though, when 2 years ago your justification for, you know, Tomlin did a good job was they finished strong with Kenny and company. And they did. That was a fact. They finished strong. But that was the message that offseason. Oh, we're on the up and up. We're an organization that's moving in the right direction. So now what? Now it's going to be we lost five straight games, and you're going to try to sell it that you had it super difficult at the end of the year?
I think, assuming they lose the game, saying nothing is the proper approach. And the pressure, in my opinion, it's Mike Tomlin, but it's Omar Khan, and it's the moves they make this offseason. Like, you need to speak with action. And that action could be coaching staff related. I doubt that will be the case. Not at major positions, but it needs to be from a personnel standpoint, because you're now getting towards the tail end of a window where you've got some of the better defenders you've had in a long time. I mean, they've had that for the better part of the last 2.5 decades, obviously on the defensive side of the ball, but offensively, it's certainly held them back. And yet, Russell Wilson, I mean, what's the biggest free agent acquisition they've made offensively? What's the biggest trade they've made for an offensive player? It might be time to use one of those chips on defense to go get somebody. Because you're watching a league evolve around you, and you're holding on to your defense as a way to, I mean, you're battening the hatches and holding down the fort while everyone else is playing, you know, aerial attack. And they've just kind of toothpicked it together on offense. They haven't drafted well.
I mean, this is the best, in my opinion, this was the best window the Steelers had in years. Because of the quarterback situation, you're paying $1.2 million and, what, $6 million to Justin Fields. Like, that, this situation will never come around again.
Yeah, but they made no moves in the offseason.
Right, like, that's nothing. Why, like, this was the window.
They didn't do anything.
They didn't take advantage of it.
No, they made shrewd acquisitions on defense with Deshaun, with, you know, that Deshaun Elliott, the Dante Jackson thing worked out fine. Was it great? No.
I think Patrick Queen's been pretty good, too.
Been solid, but nothing to speak of offensively. You continue to start Dan Moore at left tackle. He's continued to be the same player he was. Broderick Jones has gotten worse. Your answer is Troy Faltanu is going to drastically change this offensive line? The answer to that question is no. He's not going to. He might be a great player, but you got more problems than one guy. You're starting Zach Frazier at center, who's a rookie. McCormick's... A rookie, like, you're
busted up hand too. That's
you're like, and Sam Alu hasn't been as good.
Yeah, I think the honeymoon period will be totally over for Omar Khan. I mean, Omar Khan has skated. We were giving him praise, and it was a good offseason. It was a departure from the way they typically do things. To a point, they spent money, they uprooted the quarterback room, and imported a couple of new guys.
Well, I mean, again, it was a popularity. It was a very popular offseason.
It was.
I don't think you could say it was good at this point. I think it was solid. It wasn't bad. It was popular. It was popular because you shipped Kenny out. That's how it started, right? That's how it started. And that framed everything else.
Deontay.
But how much better did they get on offense?
Right, and so that's my point, which is to say, at the time, good offseason. If you want to get people back in the Omar Khan corner, look at Minnesota, right? You have Sam Darnold at quarterback. Well, how's Sam Darnold look so good? Look at the receivers.
Yep.
Look at those guys. You have the best.
Look at the offensive line.
Look at the offensive line. You've invested in your offense, and now, boom, quarterback, plug, play, there you go. With the Steelers, it's plug quarterback in, hold on to your ass.
Yep.
That's what it is. So if I think the shine is off Omar Khan. If they lose this game,
yes.
Want to throw that out there, the way you get people back is you do all the same stuff you did this offseason in terms of turnover, in terms of money, but you spend it on the offensive side, like Pat's saying. That's modern-day football. You can't spend $130 million on defense and win.
By the way, if they win this game and they go beat Houston because Denver beats Buffalo, nothing changes with what we just talked about.
Still do it.
What may change is who's your quarterback. But you still go out and make moves on offense.
Oh, if they win these two games, there's no chance Russ ain't back.
There's no question.
He'll be back.
That makes a decision then made for you. And I hope that's the case.
Yeah, of course.
Because that would be, you know, the place you want the least amount of turnover is at that position. Because you start going, you know, revolving door musical quarterbacks, good luck to you. Look at the history of the league. But this offseason needs to be almost squarely on that side of the ball because you can hold serve on defense. I think you can hold serve. But offensively, it ain't good enough.
You know who's going to be gone if they lose? One guy, I'm guessing, if Arthur Smith doesn't leave and take a head coaching job, Pat Meyer, he'll be gone. A position coach, the offensive line coach.
Again, I don't know Pat Meyer, but that would be scapegoating at its best.
100%.
I mean, it'd be scapegoating at its best. And again, I say the same thing about Arthur Smith. Now, we could argue the merits of Matt Canada's resume all day. And the resumes between Matt Canada and Arthur Smith could not be more different. On one hand, you've got a head coach and a longtime offense coordinator in the NFL. On the other hand, you've got you know, an assistant quarterback coach of the NFL coordinating college, right? Like, totally different. And I like Matt as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But Arthur, like, different set of credentials. What have they been dealt? What hand do they, what cards do they have? What weapons do they have? The same ones you had a year ago, minus Deontay Johnson, and with two new quarterbacks. Nothing else different, except for Cordarrelle Patterson and Pruitt.
Michael Pruitt doesn't move the needle for you?
No.
Van Jefferson.
He's the same as who they have last year.
Yeah, Allen Robinson.
It's the same player.
Oh, man.
They fit the exact same. They're wearing the same number, I think.
Yep.
They block, though. I just wanted to see his face when I said that.
So does Cooper Kupp.
That's right.
By the way.
412-928-9370. If they lose, how does Art try to spin it? 412-928-9370. And if they don't lose, we'll inject some positivity there. If they don't lose, why did they win? 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. We'll get Pat's thoughts on that Twitter poll as well when we come back. Can the Steelers keep it close enough to allow for Lamar Jackson's demons to rise to the surface? First, though, it's Nicholas Harry Callis fan headline.
Penguins have a game tonight against the Edmonton Oilers at 7 o'clock. Penguins have 42 points right now, and they're fifth in the Metropolitan Division. More fun headlines, go to 937thefan.com, and now here's Doran.
It's snowy out, and it's time to call PJ Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. I trust PJ Fitzpatrick, and the reason comes down to one word: quality. Quality product, quality craftsmanship, and a quality customer experience. I saw it for myself when they completed wonderful work in my home. A knowledgeable home improvement professional from PJ Fitzpatrick will expertly assess your home's needs and happily answer all of your questions. Their communication is excellent. You'll never be left wondering where your job stands, and dealing with PJ Fitzpatrick equals peace of mind. All their installers are industry-leading professionals, and they back everything with a lifetime guarantee of materials and labor. Visit TrustPJ.com and check out thousands of five-star reviews. In addition to roofing, PJ Fitzpatrick installs windows, doors, gutters, showers, and more. Visit TrustPJ.com today. Tell them Doran sent you. That's TrustPJ.com.
Everyone having a good week out there. Steelers, Ravens in a couple of days. We got 5 consecutive days starting tonight where you got college ball and pro ball, playoff ball. So if you're having a bad week, you got that. And then I also think you can do this. If you think you're having a tough week, you're not Joy Taylor.
That is true.
Right?
That is true.
So it's all relative, folks. We're getting through this one day at a time. Relative. It's all relative. Uh-huh. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Before we go to the phone lines, and then Jeff Hathorne joins us in 15 minutes. Pat, do you think the playoff demons for Lamar Jackson are real? You think if you get him into a tight game late, that you might have him right where you want him?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
He said he's been antsy in the playoffs before. I like that quote. That quote gave me a little hope.
It makes a lot of sense, uh-huh, given how he's played.
But who isn't antsy? Who isn't? Like, right now, you're one of the teams in the playoffs. Like, everybody's antsy, right? Everybody's
got
to be.
Everyone's got their own baggage and burdens, right?
And you just want to win.
Yeah.
And you know that if you don't, then you're on your way to Turks and Caicos. And that's where you want to be, but you don't want to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you guys ever, like, puke before a game? Did
no.
you know teammates
oh,
that
yeah.
would, like, every game?
Every game.
Would just hurl?
Yep.
I'd, like, dry heaved a couple times, but not.
Not full on up chucking.
No.
I had a guy I did theater with, and this is such a smaller scale, right? I know. I knew the laughter was coming.
This one time at band camp.
I asked him earlier. I was like, did you have a shop class in high school? He's like, no, I did a theater class where we built the equipment.
Technical theater.
Yep.
He's a thespian.
There were hammers. There were screw guns. Nails. It was very masculine.
Hmm. What are you about to say about?
There's this guy I did theater with. And what is it? A 200-person auditorium, the little theater that we would do these shows in. He would have massive diarrhea before every show. I don't want to use his name, but we'd be like, where is Chris? And
just use this name.
You don't know if it's a real name or a fake name.
Everyone else that was in your class knows who that is.
His name was Chris. Is Chris. And we'd be like, oh, it's curtains up in like 2 minutes. Where's Chris?
Tearing it up. Tearing it up.
Every time. Same thing happened to me for prom night.
This is for a show, right?
Yeah.
Not for, like, he did it for class?
No. Before any of our theater shows.
I was going to say, maybe he just didn't want to come to class.
No, that's always a good excuse. Where were you?
I'd feel a whole lot comfortable if I was Lamar Jackson, if I had Derrick Henry beside me.
Yes.
Yeah.
He hasn't had that before.
No. This would be the first ever playoff game with Derrick Henry. So, I've asked about Lamar. Harbaugh, he likes to outcoach himself sometimes, too. And he likes to let Mike Tomlin walk all over him. The 2-point conversion play at the end of game number 1. 13 carries for Derrick Henry in the first game. I'm not ruling that out either. That he, well, you think we're going to do this, so we're going to do this instead. And typically, if you want to put the ball in Lamar Jackson's hands, I don't like that. But against the Steelers, Lamar hadn't exactly gotten over on him, so maybe he doesn't give him the ball 20, 25 times.
No, but it's you can give Derek the ball and Lamar the ball on the same play. That's the difference with what they have. Like, it's not, you know, when they go under center, obviously it's a little bit different, but the threat of Lamar is like having a 12th player on offense for Derrick Henry. He's not had that. I mean, Mariota and they're like, you're talking, even Hurts compared to Lamar is not, it's a different level of speed and elusiveness. So I think it would comfort me if I were Lamar to have him next to me. And I think that, I mean, Derek had a big day against the Steelers last time they played. He had a big day. So rushed for nearly 200 yards, right, in that game?
Yeah, it was good. Very good. No Deshaun Elliott, I'll point out, as I'm seeking comfort.
Right. So I believe in the nerves, though, and I think the pressure is on him as it is on Josh Allen in his city. I mean, the Steelers are playing with as much. I mean, I know we're putting a lot of pressure on him here, but in terms of going into this game, the degrees of pressure, there's more on Baltimore.
Oh, yes.
In this game.
Way more.
We talked about that earlier this week, and there's pressure on Watt and on Hayward, but I think that's pressure they put on themselves. Like, okay, you don't want to be Dick Butkus, right, and not have won a championship if you're TJ Watt and shoot a playoff game, but you're not a quarterback, so it's not the same level of pressure.
Right.
Yeah, it's not the same accountability.
Is there pressure on Russ?
If he wants to continue to play here, if what he says being here is what he wants to do, I think there's pressure. If he doesn't want to, if he wants to, if this team's a contender, which I they're as close to being. If they're not a contender, they're pretty close to being one. And he doesn't want to go play for another team next year.
You don't want to hold a clipboard either.
Like, this is a great situation. Yeah.
I was going to say, you think Sierra wants to go to New York and live in New Jersey to watch him hold a clipboard? So, I mean, there is pressure. There's absolutely pressure. But I don't think even if he loses the game, he's not the Steelers quarterback. Right? I mean, there's always that chance, and it depends on how ugly it is. But,
well, the Steelers would offer him a lesser contract. They'd probably make out in that regard. And the Steelers are always, you know, how they are with money. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to have to pay $30 million if they don't have to. So they'll offer him, you know, lesser, and they could get a quarterback that they're comfortable with. And, you know, we could see. I don't think he's playing for his job, but I think that he's going to put a lot of pressure on himself to back up what he said whenever he first got here. And that's, I want to touch that steel again. And I think he has that in his mind, and he knows how to do it. Lamar doesn't know how to do it. Josh Allen doesn't know how to do it. There's only how many quarterbacks that are in the playoffs right now that know how to do it?
Yeah, he's second in playoff wins among the quarterbacks that are in this tournament, behind Patrick Mahomes, who's pretty good.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to throw Goff in there, he made it there.
Baker won a playoff game last year.
I'm saying the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. What'd you guys make of this?
Hey, let's win the last four, all right? Yeah. Look at me. Let's go. We can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't doubt now.
Yeah.
You feel me? Let's go win the last four.
Can someone get poor Cam Hayward a lozenge, first of all?
Yeah, he was hurting.
Oh.
He was sick.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, that's got to be the mentality. So, yeah, okay, it's easy to say that, but that's got to be the mentality if you're the leader of the football, leader of the offense. Absolutely.
I don't think he's getting crushed for it, but people have done the whole, is that the toxic positivity they were talking about in Denver? After Ben stunk it up against the Patriots in 04, he went over to Bettis and put his arm around him and said, we'll get it for you next year. And everyone loved it. It became this whole cult thing. So I actually did like that from Russ, too.
Russ has been anything but toxic in Pittsburgh.
Zero.
Anything. I mean, it has been the consummate teammate. Yeah, there was some distraction with the calf strain and all that stuff, but that was legitimate. I mean, toxic positivity. I mean, what are you supposed to say? Sorry, man.
I know you don't say nothing.
Sorry, man. Sorry, man. We stink. You know, we can't do it. It's my bad. Like, no. Hey, let's move on. So I love it.
All right, Jeff Hathorn's going to join us coming up next. How bad is this Chris Boswell illness? Everyone else is healthy. He is worried about the flu with Chris Boswell, which if you've had the flu, it sucks. So we'll see with him. No Zay Flowers, it looks like, for Baltimore. We'll get into all that kind of stuff with Jeff when we come back. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Right now, it's a hairy headline.
Pittsburgh Penguins have a game tonight at 7 o'clock against the Edmonton Oilers. Penguins have 42 points. Right now, they're fifth among teams in the Metropolitan Division. More fun headlines, go to 93.7thefan.com. And now it's Crowley.
Thank you so much, Callis. Crowley here to tell you about one of my favorite things, my new obsession, Daisy French Onion Dip. One of my guilty pleasures during football season is eating dip with chips, with wings, veggies while watching the big game. And now Daisy came out with Daisy French Onion Dip and a Daisy Ranch Dip. These are a game changer. They're as good as homemade dip. They have real herbs and spices, ingredients you'd find in your own kitchen. So why don't you do what I'm going to do this Saturday? Put your feet up, get yourself some Daisy French Onion Dip and some Daisy Ranch Dip. That's right, Voice Guy, and the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Right now, we are joined by our sports director and all-around good guy, Jeff Hathorn. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Morning, guys. Is there more optimism now?
I think it's trending towards more optimism. I'll flip it around on you. How did you feel on Monday, and how do you feel right now, Jeff?
You know, I think when you get around a team and you see them in practice, you see the energy, you hear some of the things they say, you start looking at some of the stats, especially against this team, I think you start finding ways that they can be victorious. So, yeah, I'm more optimistic. I like the energy of practice. They've been outside. I mean, they've done what they needed to do. All this is great. Obviously, what they do Saturday night really matters.
Who's going to be the biggest playmaker on offense if they win the football game? Outside of Russ.
George has to be a playmaker in this game. Has to. I mean, yeah, they're going to try to run the ball and establish the run and all the things that we've seen from Mike Tomlin's offenses over the years. But, man, they have to get some chunk plays against this Ravens team. Just have to, because they're going to stack the box and say, throw it. And if you can't throw it, you're not going to win.
How big of a piece is Deshaun Elliott in this game, having not played last time out against the Ravens?
Yeah, you know, he's a bigger body. He's a sure tackler. That's the thing about him. And like, you would be hard-pressed to find a tape full of missed tackles from Deshaun Elliott. And not having him in that game, and the communication aspect he provides and what he does down there and allows Minka to do in the back is huge. So I do think that's a difference. I think that will help. I think that's part of what Baltimore took advantage of with Derrick Henry in that last game, is not having Deshaun Elliott in there. He can be a difference maker for them in the middle of the field, even if it's not turnovers, but just with his ability to shore up that middle and not allow ball carriers to run free.
More of a psychological question. Jeff Hathorn joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. You've got Cam Hayward, you've got T.J. Watt, and then you've got Mike Tomlin, and finally, the national media seems to be circling the waters around Mike Tomlin. Is there a win one for those Gippers kind of feel in there, Jeff? Is that a motivating factor?
You know, it's funny, because Queen was asked about that yesterday, and he said absolutely, that they want to win it for – they want to get this off the backs of Cam and T.J., and that is talked about in that room. Man, they – ultimately, when you're a team, you work so hard to get to this point. All of them, not just a couple of guys. Like, you're looking for it from a team aspect. I mean, you've been with these guys. You have these lofty goals. You're sitting at 10-3, and those goals, I mean, whether you listen to the outside stuff or not, even internally, you're thinking, man, we're first place. I mean, we're starting to roll here. I think there is some momentum, but obviously, these guys are looking to pull it through for each and every one of them.
Do you think they'll win the game?
I think they have a chance. I still do like the matchup. I'm still looking at that Baltimore game as a one-off, not as a Baltimore's figured the Steelers out. If they can get turnovers, especially early. They rattled Derrick Henry with the turnover early, and I think rattled the play calling for a little bit for Baltimore in that first game. They need an early turnover, and they need a couple of turnovers. Just get in their heads, put the pressure on it, because no doubt, I mean, we might think there's pressure. The pressure's on Baltimore. I mean, they're talking Super Bowl with this team. They haven't done it with this group of guys. They're setting up. They're the ones playing the best. They get behind, the pressure's all going to be on them, but that's on the Steelers to apply that pressure and be aggressive offensively, please.
Jeff, college football playoff, I'm not going to ask you about the Buckeye game.
We know where,
you stand on that.
We know who's winning the national championship in Jeff's mind.
And I'm rooting for the Buckeyes, too. I put that out there. So you've got a friend in me, not just James Taylor. But who do you like tonight, Penn State, Notre Dame? Where are your rooting interests, but who do you think will win the game?
Remember that 6-4 game that Penn State and Iowa played?
Yes.
Won't be quite that, but listen, it's two really good defenses. I mean, really solid defense. I just think Penn State has a little bit more to offer offensively. I think Aller's a little bit better than Leonard, and no one has a tight end like Penn State has. And I think he's going to make a couple of plays, and that's going to be the difference. that Penn State's offense is just a little bit better and it's going to be able to find a couple of plays against Notre Dame. And listen, that defense is outstanding, but I think Penn State wins it.
Doran, if it's a 6-4 game, we might get to bed at a reasonable hour tonight, which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Mm. Jeff, a follow-up to what you had said about starting quick offensively, and we heard Arthur Smith's comments yesterday, burning boats, things of that nature. Do you expect them to try to take the fight to the Ravens offensively? Might they throw the ball on first down before the two-minute drill?
Don't get crazy now. But yeah, I think I believe him when he says in the burning of the boats, and I do believe we will. I mean, I feel very confident we're going to see Justin Fields if there are struggles. But I don't want to just see him on third down. Like, put him out there. How are the Ravens going to react? You see him come out for a series, even if he doesn't play the whole series. Like, not to the James Franklin extent of just throwing it up for throwing it up, but what if Fields went back, play action, and took a shot downfield to George? I know he doesn't throw the great moon ball, but he has a great arm. Like, I'd love to see something like that. I mean, not just the obvious where he might roll out to the right. Do something different. That's what they've talked about. No, go do it. You're the underdog. You need to create something. I do think we will see a couple of plays, and I do think we're going to see Justin Fields in this game, unless the offense just starts out lights out, and if that's the case, then everybody's happy regardless.
Some Justin Fields deep shots. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that an awful lot. Boswell going to be okay?
I think so. Unfortunately, you know, his locker's relatively close to Cam, so it sounds like he got the Hayward's flu because Connor had it too. But yeah, I think he'll be okay. And listen, the last thing you need to do if a kicker is sick is to have him stand around outside at the stadium for 2 hours. Let him get inside, get him some chicken soup. I think he's going to be okay. But obviously, man, it's funny. Not funny, but I mean, he is such a huge part of what they have done this year. You need him 100%.
Yeah, you can have Boswell stand next to Pickens, though. You know he wouldn't catch the flu. Woo! I did it again, Doran. Now, he'll speak today, right, Jeff? George? Since it's, like, technically a Friday?
Sure.
Okay.
That's sure. The plan.
Very good. Sure. Jeff, always
sure.
Great.
Plan.
Sure.
We'll talk to you hopefully after. Well, hopefully we'll be talking to you next Tuesday about what they did to win the game and who they got coming up next. Appreciate the time, as always.
That would be awesome. See you, boys.
Bye, Jeffrey. Thanks,
Jeff Hathorn. Good stuff with him.
What was that helmet in the background?
I was looking at the picture of himself.
That was himself. That was him?
That was a portrait of a young Jeff Hathorn.
Oh.
In the back. Do you guys have pictures of yourself?
Yes.
No.
Like portraits?
Yeah.
Like in your, like, basically. Behind you? If you were doing on a camera, you would have it behind you?
Yeah.
I love Jeff.
That, no, man, that is so obnoxious. I have a sculpture of myself with six-pack abs. I put it behind me for every Zoom call.
An oar.
Jeff is.
In an oar. That's right.
What was GT?
It's not Georgia Tech, right?
No, it's a different logo.
Yeah, you can have pictures of yourself in the background, accomplishments, of course. If you're not going
to
tout your own accomplishments, who is?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jeff's just a very good man.
I'm not sure that was Jeff either.
It was Jeff.
Okay.
Guaranteed it was Jeff.
Really?
Absolutely. I have really good eyes. Seriously.
He really has good eyes.
Jeff, if you're listening right now, which he probably is that a picture of you? Text us.
What are we talking? 2015 vision? No, 2020?
No, just beautiful brown hair. Like
No. Your eyes.
Oh, my eyes?
Not the age of Jeff in the portrait.
No, they're 2020.
You don't have contacts? No glasses?
No lie. I used to at one point I wanted glasses, so I kind of rigged the test because I wanted a pair of glasses just as like a accessory piece. So I could definitely see the small letters.
Decorative glasses.
But I kind of, and nowadays you can just get those Blu-ray glasses and they're fine. But of course, you know, I was at LensCrafters doing the whole, yeah.
I have really good eyes.
Dad, I think I failed the test. I think I need glasses.
It's like Costanza in Sci-Fi. I was picking up those squirrels.
Yeah.
What's the lamest thing you can have pride in? 412-928-9370. All right. So let's react to Jeff when we come back. We'll get Pat's prediction on tonight's game, on the Steelers-Ravens game. That's all on the way. But first, it's a Nicholas Harry Callis fan headline.
Pittsburgh Penguins, they play tonight against the Edmonton Oilers at 7 o'clock. This is the second game of five that the Penguins are going to have for this rather large homestand that they're on right now. More fan headlines, go to 937thefan.com, and now it is Crowley.
Oh, thank you, Harry. Even if your team doesn't score, guess what? There's always another way to win on the Bet Parks app. Playing all your favorite casino games like blackjack, craps, poker, roulette, hot online slots. And right now you can join me and Black and Gold football alums Max Starks and Charlie Batch, plus the fans Chris Muller and Donnie Football on the Bet Parks team. Pro Football Playoffs, Saturday night. Black and Gold, 10-point road dog at Baltimore, over-under 44 points. You can bet more than the score in pro football. Bet player performances for touchdowns, passing, and rushing yards, interceptions, and more. And new users, download the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app. Get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Casino bonus must be wagered. See BetParks.com for details. Even if your team doesn't score, there's always another way to win on the Bet Parks app. You must be 21 in PA, New Jersey, Michigan, Maryland, or Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 50-minute mark on the Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. All right. Jeff said in the last segment, something funky. We're all talking about Justin Fields. How about Justin Fields throwing a bomb or two? You guys like that?
I do.
I love it.
Not on third and one.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't mind it. I mean, listen, but I don't give him the ball until at least the second possession.
Well, and I think you said this yesterday, Dorn. Like, it doesn't need to just be third and two. Like, what if it's second and 10?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden there's a little read option, and that sets up a, oh my gosh, third and three instead of a third and 10. And they've been in long down and distance.
They've averaged third and 8.5 in their last four games. That's their average third down distance to gain.
Look at him.
That was Dan Orlovsky. Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, that. Well, I don't want to give him too much credit. No, Pat, just steal stuff and don't.
I would have said it. Just give me some time. I want to let it be. I want to let the people that just tuned off think that I came up with it and then attribute it in the bibliography at the end.
Yeah, someone's getting out of their car. They're like, wow, it's a hell of a stat.
You know what was a real pain in the rear end? A bibliography.
Oh, MLA format?
Yeah, but then they had that like bibme. You know, that website. Outstanding.
Would F you sometimes, though. Doran's like, what? You guys
wrong
wrote papers?
Wrong format.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You guys wrote your own papers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Doran. Yeah.
What's a bibli? I can't even spell that.
Who wins on Saturday, Pat?
Steeler game?
Yeah.
Ravens.
Do the Steelers cover?
I got 27-24.
We'll get into this more tomorrow.
I picked the Steelers the last two games, so mm-hmm. I'm doing this trying to do the opposite thing.
Reverse the curse.
But I'm picking the Ravens. Obviously, I want the Steelers to win. And I think the Steelers can win. But the Ravens win 27-24.
I think if it's in the cover range, the Steelers win. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If it's close, I think the Steelers get over because of the demons of Harbaugh and Lamar.
I think they do just enough in the game to keep it close. Russ shows enough that there is a lot of meat on the bone of who's going to be the quarterback, but they're just not good enough right now.
And you have the Nittany Lions tonight.
I got Penn State winning. 21-18.
Who you got? The Golden Domers.
Yeah, Notre Dame's going to win, but it's going to be the under. I think the over-under is 45.5, something like that.
I'm with you on that.
I think it's going to be an under game. I'm going to go 21-17.
I don't think it's going to be one of those ones where it's bad offense. I just think both defenses are really good.
Really good.
Really good defenses. I got Notre Dame coming out on top. I'm going to watch the game. I'm going to drink a Guinness nice and slow. And I'm not going to feel guilty about rooting for the Fighting Irish. I'm going to feel good about it. And Austin Bechtold's going to come back crying on a plane. Do you think he might cry if Penn State loses.
Probably.
If they got to the national championship game and lost, he would cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't blame him for that.
You'd do the same thing if West Virginia.
If West Virginia had a chance,
you know,
number two in the country.
See, I cry when we win. I get so happy.
I
was bawling. Bawling during the trophy presentation of the ACC championship.
Yeah, I'm more emotional whenever we win.
Pissed yes. when we lose.
Yes, exactly.
Like same. I want to fight somebody, yep. But I can't.
You cried at the ACC championship trophy?
I teared up. Oh yeah, not like ball. I cried. Like it was. They were streaming, baby.
So it wasn't just in the eye. They came out.
They were streaming, bro.
down the cheeks.
They were streaming.
I get that.
I got choked up during senior day.
I definitely do. I definitely shed a tear.
When seniors walk out.
Definitely.
I mean, like, I'm just...
And I'm supposed just, to be I'm the candy ass of the show.
Damn good dude, man.
With good eyes.
All right, Callis is yelling at us to get out, so we will. We'll hand things
Tell
over.
Tell him to get out.
Josh Starkey coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Peace. Everyone having a good week out there. Steelers, Ravens in a couple of days. We got 5 consecutive days starting tonight where you got college ball and pro ball, playoff ball. So if you're having a bad week, you got that. And then I also think you can do this. If you think you're having a tough week, you're not Joy Taylor.
That is true.
Right?
That is true.
So it's all relative, folks. We're getting through this one day at a time. It's all relative. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Before we go to the phone lines, and then Jeff Hathorn joins us in 15 minutes. Pat, do you think the playoff demons for Lamar Jackson are real? You think if you get him into a tight game late, that you might have him right where you want him?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
He said he's been antsy in the playoffs before. I like that quote. That quote gave me a little hope.
It makes a lot of sense, given how he's played.
But who isn't antsy? Who isn't? Like, right now, you're one of the teams in the playoffs. Like, everybody's antsy, right? Everybody's
got
to be.
Everyone's got their own baggage and burdens, right?
And you just want to win.
Yeah.
And you know that if you don't, then you're on your way to Turks and Caicos. And that's where you want to be, but you don't want to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you guys ever, like, puke before a game?
No.
Did you know teammates that would,
yeah.
Like, every game?
Every game.
Hurl?
Yep.
I, like, dry heaved a couple times, but not.
Not full on up chucking.
No.
I had a guy I did theater with, and this is such a smaller scale, right? I know. I knew the laughter was coming.
This one time at band camp.
I asked him earlier, I was like, did you have a shop class in high school? He's like, no, I did a class, a theater class, where we built the equipment.
Technical theater.
Yep.
He's a thespian.
There were hammers. There were screw guns. Nails. It was very masculine.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What are you about to say about?
There's this guy I did theater with. And what is it? A 200-person auditorium, the little theater that we would do these shows in. He would have massive diarrhea before every show. I don't want to use his name, but we'd be like, where is Chris? And
just use this name.
You don't know if it's a real name or a fake
Everyone
name.
Else that was in your class knows who that is.
His name was Chris. Is Chris. And we'd be like, oh, where the where it's curtains up in like 2 minutes. Where's Chris?
Tearing it up. Tearing it up.
Every time. Same thing happened to me for prom night.
This is for a show, right?
Yeah.
Not for like he did it for class?
No. For our before our, any of our theater shows.
I was gonna say maybe he just didn't want to come to class.
No, that's always a good excuse. Where were you?
I'd feel a whole lot comfortable if I was Lamar Jackson, if I had Derrick Henry beside me.
Yes.
Yeah.
He hasn't had that before.
No. This would be the first ever playoff game with Derrick Henry. So I've asked about Lamar. Harbaugh, he likes to outcoach himself sometimes too. And he likes to let Mike Tomlin walk all over him. The 2-point conversion play at the end of game number 1. 13 carries. For Derrick Henry in the first game. I'm not ruling that out either. That he, well, you think we're going to do this, so we're going to do this instead. And typically, if you want to put the ball in Lamar Jackson's hands, I don't like that. But against the Steelers, Lamar hadn't exactly gotten over on him, so maybe he doesn't give him the ball 20, 25 times.
No, but it's, you can give Derrick the ball and Lamar the ball on the same play. That's the difference with what they have. Like, it's not, you know, when they go under center, obviously it's a little bit different. But the threat of Lamar is like having a 12th player on offense for Derrick Henry. He's not had that. I mean, Mariota and they're like, you're talking, even Hurts compared to Lamar is not, it's a different level of speed and elusiveness. So I think it would comfort me if I were Lamar to have him next to me. And I think that. I mean, Derrick had a big day against the Steelers last time they played. He had a big day. So, rushed for nearly 200 yards, right, in that game?
Yeah, it was good. Very good. No Deshaun Elliott, I'll point out, as I'm seeking comfort.
Right. So, I believe in the nerves, though. And I think the pressure is on him as it is on Josh Allen in his city. I mean, the Steelers are playing with as much. I mean, I know we're putting a lot of pressure on him here, but in terms of going into this game, the degrees of pressure, there's more on Baltimore.
Oh, yes.
In this game.
Way more.
We talked about that earlier this week. And there's pressure on Watt and on Hayward, but I think that's pressure they put on themselves. Like, okay, you don't want to be Dick Butkus, right, and not have won a championship if you're TJ Watt and shoot a playoff game, but you're not a quarterback, so it's not the same level of pressure.
Right.
Yeah, it's not the same accountability.
Is there pressure on Russ?
If he wants to continue to play here, if what he says being here is what he wants to do, I think there's pressure. If he doesn't want to, if he wants to, if this team's a contender, which I they're as close to being, if they're not a contender, they're pretty close to being one. And he doesn't want to go play for another team next year.
You don't want to hold a clipboard either.
Like, this is a great situation. Yeah.
I was going to say, you think Sierra wants to go to New York and live in New Jersey to watch him hold a clipboard? So, I mean, there is pressure. There's absolutely pressure. But I don't think even if he loses the game, he's not the Steelers quarterback. Right? I mean, there's always that chance, and it depends on how ugly it is. But,
well, the Steelers would offer him a lesser contract, and they'd probably make out in that regard. And the Steelers are always, you know, how they are with money. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to have to pay $30 million if they don't have to. So they would offer him, you know, lesser, and they could get a quarterback that they're comfortable with. And, you know, we could see. I don't think he's playing for his job, but I think that he's going to put a lot of pressure on himself to back up what he said whenever he first got here. And that's, I want to touch that steel again. And I think he has that in his mind, and he knows how to do it. Lamar doesn't know how to do it. Josh Allen doesn't know how to do it. There's only how many quarterbacks that are in the playoffs right now that know how to do it?
Yeah, he's second in playoff wins among the quarterbacks that are in this tournament, behind Patrick Mahomes, who's pretty good.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to throw Goff in there, he made it there.
Baker won a playoff game last year.
I'm saying the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. What'd you guys make of this?
Hey, let's win the last four, all right? Yeah. Look at me. Let's go. We can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't doubt now.
Yeah.
You feel me? Let's go win the last four.
Can someone get poor Cam Hayward a lozenge, first of all?
Yeah, he was hurting.
Oh.
He was sick.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, that's got to be the mentality. So, yeah, okay, it's easy to say that, but that's got to be the mentality if you're the leader of the football, leader of the offense. Absolutely.
I don't think he's getting crushed for it, but people have done the whole, is that the toxic positivity they were talking about in Denver? After Ben stunk it up against the Patriots in 04, he went over to Bettis and put his arm around him and said, we'll get it for you next year. And everyone loved it. It became this whole cult thing. So I actually did like that from Russ, too.
Russ has been anything but toxic in Pittsburgh.
Zero.
Anything. I mean, it has been the consummate teammate. Yeah, there was some distraction with the calf strain and all that stuff, but that was legitimate. I mean, toxic positivity. I mean, what are you supposed to say? Sorry, man.
You don't say nothing.
Sorry, man. Sorry, man. We stink. You know, we can't do it. It's my bad. Like, no. Hey, let's move on. So I love it.
All right, Jeff Hathorn's going to join us coming up next. How bad is this Chris Boswell illness? Everyone else is healthy. He is worried about the flu with Chris Boswell, which if you've had the flu, it sucks. So we'll see with him. No Zay Flowers, it looks like, for Baltimore. We'll get into all that kind of stuff with Jeff when we come back. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. That's right, Voice Guy, and the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Right now, we are joined by our sports director and all-around good guy, Jeff Hathorn. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Morning, guys. Is there more optimism now?
I think it's trending towards more optimism. I'll flip it around on you. How did you feel on Monday, and how do you feel right now, Jeff?
You know, I think when you get around a team and you see them in practice, you see the energy, you hear some of the things they say, you start looking at some of the stats, especially against this team, I think you start finding ways that they can be victorious. So, yeah, I'm more optimistic. I like the energy of practice. They've been outside. I mean, they've done what they needed to do. All this is great. Obviously, what they do Saturday night really matters.
Who's going to be the biggest playmaker on offense if they win the football game? Outside of Russ.
George has to be a playmaker in this game. Has to. I mean, yeah, they're going to try to run the ball and establish the run and all the things that we've seen from Mike Tomlin's offenses over the years. But, man, they have to get some chunk plays against this Ravens team. Just have to, because they're going to stack the box and say, throw it. And if you can't throw it, you're not going to win.
How big of a piece is Deshaun Elliott in this game, having not played last time out against the Ravens?
Yeah, you know, he's a bigger body. He's a sure tackler. That's the thing about him. And like, you would be hard-pressed to find a tape full of missed tackles from Deshaun Elliott. And not having him in that game, and the communication aspect he provides and what he does down there and allows Minka to do in the back is huge. So I do think that's a difference. I think that will help. I think that's part of what Baltimore took advantage of with Derrick Henry in that last game, is not having Deshaun Elliott in there. He can be a difference maker for them in the middle of the field, even if it's not turnovers, but just with his ability to shore up that middle and not allow ball carriers to run free.
More of a psychological question. Jeff Hathorn joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. You've got Cam Hayward, you've got TJ Watt, and then you've got Mike Tomlin, and finally, the national media seems to be circling the waters around Mike Tomlin. Is there a win one for those Gippers kind of feel in there, Jeff? Is that a motivating factor?
You know, it's funny because Queen was asked about that yesterday, and he said absolutely that they want to win it for – they want to get this off the backs of Cam and TJ, and that is talked about in that room. Man, they – ultimately, when you're a team, you work so hard to get to this point. All of them, not just a couple of guys. Like, you're looking for it from a team aspect. I mean, you've been with these guys. You have these lofty goals. You're sitting at 10-3, and those goals, I mean, whether you listen to the outside stuff or not, even internally, you're thinking, man, we're first place. I mean, we're starting to roll here. I think there is some momentum, but obviously, these guys are looking to pull it through for each and every one of them.
Do you think they'll win the game?
I think they have a chance. I still do like the matchup. I'm still looking at that Baltimore game as a one-off, not as a Baltimore's figured the Steelers out. If they can get turnovers, especially early. They rattled Derrick Henry with the turnover early, and I think rattled the play calling for a little bit for Baltimore in that first game. They need an early turnover, and they need a couple of turnovers. Just get in their heads, put the pressure on it, because no doubt, I mean, we might think there's pressure. The pressure's on Baltimore. I mean, they're talking Super Bowl with this team. They haven't done it with this group of guys. They're setting up. They're the ones playing the best. They get behind, the pressure's all going to be on them, but that's on the Steelers to apply that pressure and be aggressive offensively, please.
Jeff, college football playoff, I'm not going to ask you about the Buckeye game.
We know where
you, we know where you stand on that.
We know who's winning the national championship in Jeff's mind.
And I'm rooting for the Buckeyes, too. I put that out there. So you've got a friend in me, not just James Taylor. But who do you like tonight, Penn State, Notre Dame? Where are your rooting interests, but who do you think will win the game?
Remember that 6-4 game that Penn State and Iowa played?
Yes.
Won't be quite that, but listen, it's two really good defenses. I mean, really solid defense. I just think Penn State has a little bit more to offer offensively. I think Aller's a little bit better than Leonard, and no one has a tight end like Penn State has. And I think he's going to make a couple of plays, and that's going to be the difference, that Penn State's offense is just a little bit better. And it's going to be able to find a couple of plays against Notre Dame. And listen, that defense is outstanding, but I think Penn State wins it.
Doran, if it's a 6-4 game, we might get to bed at a reasonable hour tonight, which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Mm. Jeff, a follow-up to what you had said about starting quick offensively, and we heard Arthur Smith's comments yesterday, burning boats, things of that nature. Do you expect them to try to take the fight to the Ravens offensively? Might they throw the ball on first down before the 2-minute drill?
Don't get crazy now. I believe him when he says in the burning of the boats, and I do believe we will. I mean, I feel very confident we're going to see Justin Fields if there are struggles. But I don't want to just see him on third down. Like, put him out there. How the Ravens going to react? You see him come out for a series, even if he doesn't play the whole series. Like, not to the James Franklin extent of just throwing it up for throwing it up, but what if Fields went back, play action, and took a shot downfield to George? I know he doesn't throw the great moon ball, but he has a great arm. Like, I'd love to see something like that. I mean, not just the obvious where he might roll out to the right. Do something different. That's what they've talked about. No, go do it. You're the underdog. You need to create something. I do think we will see a couple of plays, and I do think we're going to see Justin Fields in this game, unless the offense just starts out lights out, and if that's the case, then everybody's happy regardless.
Some Justin Fields deep shots. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that an awful lot. Boswell going to be okay?
I think so. Unfortunately, you know, his locker's relatively close to Cam, so it sounds like he got the Hayward's flu because Connor had it too. But yeah, I think it'll be okay. And listen, the last thing you need to do if a kicker is sick is to have him stand around outside at the stadium for 2 hours. Let him get inside, get him some chicken soup. I think he's going to be okay. But obviously, man, it's funny. Not funny, but I mean, he is such a huge part of what they have done this year. You need him 100%.
Yeah, you can have Boswell stand next to Pickens, though. You know he wouldn't catch the flu. Woo! I did it again, Doran. Now, he'll speak today, right, Jeff? George? Since it's, like, technically a Friday?
Sure.
Okay.
That's sure. The plan.
Very good. Sure. Jeff, always
sure.
Great.
Plan.
Sure.
We'll talk to you hopefully after... Well, hopefully we'll be talking to you next Tuesday about what they did to win the game and who they got coming up next. Appreciate the time, as always.
That would be awesome. See you, boys.
Bye, Jeffrey. Thanks,
Jeff Hathorn. Good stuff with him.
What was that helmet in the background?
I was looking at the picture of himself.
That was himself. That was him?
That was a portrait of a young Jeff Hathorn.
Oh.
In the back. Do you guys have pictures of yourself?
Yes.
No.
Like that's... portraits?
Yeah.
Like in your, like, basically. Behind you? If you were doing on a camera, you would have it behind you?
Yeah.
I love Jeff.
That, no, man, that is so obnoxious. I have a sculpture of myself with six-pack abs. I put it behind me for every Zoom call.
An or.
Jeff is...
In an or. That's right.
What was GT?
It's not Georgia Tech, right?
No, it's a different logo.
Yeah, you can have pictures of yourself in the background, accomplishments. Of course. If you're not going
to
tout your own accomplishments, who is?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jeff's just a very good man.
I'm not sure that was Jeff either.
It was Jeff.
Okay.
Guaranteed it was Jeff.
Really?
Absolutely. I have really good eyes. Seriously.
Really good eyes.
If you're listening right now, which he probably is that a picture of you? Text us.
What are we talking? 2015 vision? No, 2020?
No, just beautiful brown hair. Like
No. Your eyes.
Oh, my eyes?
Not the age of Jeff in the portrait.
No, they're 2020.
You have don't have contacts, no glasses.
I used to, at one point I wanted glasses, so I kind of rigged the test because I wanted a pair of glasses just as like a accessory piece. So I could definitely see the small letters.
Decorative glasses.
But I kind of, and nowadays you can just get those Blu-ray glasses and they're fine. But of course, you know, I was at LensCrafters doing the whole, yeah.
I have really good eyes.
Dad, I think I failed the test. I think I need glasses.
It's like Costanza in Sci-Fi. I was picking up those squirrels.
Yeah.
What's the lamest thing you can have pride in? 412-928-9370. All right. So let's react to Jeff when we come back. We'll get Pat's prediction on tonight's game, on the Steelers-Ravens game. That's all on the way. But 50-minute mark on the Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19. In Peters Township. All right. Jeff said in the last segment, something funky. We're all talking about Justin Fields. How about Justin Fields throwing a bomb or two? You guys like that?
I do.
I love it.
Not on third and one.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't mind it. I mean, listen, but I don't give him the ball until at least the second possession.
Well, and I think you said this yesterday, Dorn. Like, it doesn't need to just be third and two. Like, what if it's second and 10,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden there's a little read option, and that sets up a, oh my gosh, third and 3 instead of a third and 10, and they've been in long down and distance.
They've averaged third and 8.5 in their last four games. That's their average third down distance to gain.
Look at him.
That was Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, that. Well, I don't want to give him too much credit. No, Pat, just steal stuff and don't
attribute it. I would have said it. Just give me some time. I want to let it be. I want to let the people that just tuned off think that I came up with it. And then attributed in the bibliography at the end.
Yeah, someone's getting out of their car. They're like, wow, it's a hell of a stat.
You know what was a real pain in the rear end? A bibliography.
Oh, MLA format?
Yeah, but then they had that, like, that website. Outstanding.
Would F you sometimes, though. Doran's like, what, you guys
wrong
wrote paper?
Wrong format,
yeah. What?
Yeah.
You guys wrote your own papers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Doran. Yeah.
What That's a bibli. I can't even spell that.
Who wins on Saturday, Pat?
Steeler game?
Yeah.
Ravens.
Do the Steelers cover?
I got 27-24.
We'll get into this more tomorrow.
I picked the Steelers the last two games, so mm-hmm. I'm doing this trying to do the opposite thing.
Reverse the curse.
But I'm picking the Ravens. Obviously, I want the Steelers to win. And I think the Steelers can win, but the Ravens win 27-24.
I think if it's in the cover range, the Steelers win. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If it's close, I think the Steelers get over because of the demons of Harbaugh and Lamar.
I think they do just enough in the game to keep it close. Rush shows enough that there is a lot of meat on the bone of who's going to be the quarterback, but they're just not good enough right now.
And you have the Nittany Lions tonight.
I got Penn State winning. 21-18.
Who you got? The Golden Domers.
Yeah, Notre Dame's going to win, but it's going to be the under. I think the over-under is 45.5, something like that.
I'm with you on that.
I think it's going to be an under game. I'm going to go 21-17.
I don't think it's going to be one of those ones where it's bad offense. I just think both defenses are really good.
Really good.
Right? Really good defenses. I got Notre Dame coming out on top. I'm going to watch the game. I'm going to drink a Guinness nice and slow. And I'm not going to feel guilty about rooting for the Fighting Irish. I'm going to feel good about it. And Austin Bechtold's going to come back crying on a plane. You think he might cry if Penn State loses?
Probably.
If they got to the national championship game and lost, he would cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't blame him for that.
You'd do the same thing if West Virginia.
If West Virginia had a chance,
you know,
number two in the country.
See, I cry when we win. I get so happy. I was bawling. Bawling during the trophy presentation of the ACC championship.
Yeah, I'm more emotional whenever we win.
Pissed yes. when we lose.
Yes, exactly.
Like I want to fight somebody, yep. but I can't.
You cried at the ACC championship trophy?
I teared up. Oh yeah, not like ball. I cried. Like it was. They were streaming, baby.
So it wasn't just in the eye. They came out.
They were streaming, bro.
down the cheeks.
They were streaming.
I get that.
I got choked up during senior day.
I definitely do. I definitely shed a tear.
When seniors walk out.
Definitely.
I mean, like, I'm just...
And I'm supposed just, to be I'm the candy a ass of the show.
Damn good dude, man.
With good eyes.
All right, Callis is yelling at us to get out, so we will. We'll hand things
Tell
over.
Tell him to get out.
Starkey coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Peace.